This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Only 5 days remain in Alabama's 2016 legislative session, and big issues are still on the table, from a lottery to an $800 million prison construction plan. But these issues have been overshadowed by a scandal in the wake of accusations Governor Robert Bentley had an affair with a top advisor. This week, a lawmaker introduced a resolution that could lead to impeachment of Bentley. For more, we talk with Don Daly, host of Capital Journal on Alabama Public Television. He tells WBHM's Rachel Lindley about Bentley's reaction.
Governor Bentley was at the State House on Thursday, ostensibly to attend a Medal of Honor ceremony that was held in a joint session of the House and Senate. But in a meeting with the media afterward, he was open to questions about the resolution that was introduced this week that would set up this committee to vet the articles of impeachment against him and to set up a process moving forward. Bentley said he didn't have any problem with that committee setting up the process moving forward. He said he thinks that's necessary, you know, should an impeachment question ever arise. But of course, the governor has also said previously that he thinks the specific articles of impeachment against him are unnecessary. He doesn't think he's done anything that would amount to an impeachable offense. And he called really the impeachment effort against him personally a political attack. But the resolution to set up the committee was introduced this week by Representative Matt Friday of Montevallo, and he said it would be largely modeled after how Congress proceeds with such matters.
That's not the only issue that Bentley could be facing in the future. State Auditor Jim Ziegler said this week that he wants Bentley to appear in front of him next month. So what is Auditor Jim Ziegler asking of Bentley?
He says that he wants to ask questions of the governor about his possible use of, for instance, state aircraft and other resources in the furtherance of the alleged affair with former top aide Rebecca Mason. The auditor says he feels that he is within his purview to make this request as state auditors, as his oversight of audited claims, as he puts it. And he's asked the governor to appear before him on May 2nd to answer specific questions. There wasn't any immediate comment from the governor's office on Jim Ziegler's request. But of course, the auditor has been quite vocal in recent weeks about the affair allegations and even filed an ethics complaint in the last couple of weeks against both the governor and his former top aide, Rebecca Mason.
Well, moving away from Bentley and more towards the actual lawmaking happening at the State House. Now, at the start of the 2016 legislative session, we heard a lot that this was going to be the year that Alabama could vote on a lottery. What do we have now on the table as far as a lottery possibly for Alabama?
Yeah, it was interesting. You know, early in the session, there were a couple of lottery bills that were floated. But as the weeks passed by, the talk surrounding both of them sort of died down. And then this week on Wednesday, a committee, a Senate committee, gave approval to one of those lottery bills. It's Senator Jim McClendon of Springville's lottery proposal, and it's really a stripped-down lottery bill. It simply calls for an up or down vote of the Alabama people on whether or not they want a lottery. And under his original proposal, if voters said yes, then the legislature would come back and design that lottery. And critics of that call that a blank check lottery, that the legislature would have too much say on whether revenue went. So in passing this in committee this week, the lawmakers asked McClendon to add some specifics to his legislation before it moves to the Senate floor. In other words, how this money would be spent was something they would want to be included in the legislation.
And this week, a House committee approved a bill that would take the state out of the marriage license issuing business. That's in response to the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling that legalized gay marriage last year. How would marriage licensing change in the state of Alabama?
This is Senator Greg Allbritton's bill, and it would say that moving forward, couples getting married in Alabama would sign a document ahead of time, enter into a marriage contract, if you will, and then they would bring that document to their local probate office where it would be recorded. In other words, probate judges would no longer issue marriage licenses. Couples would bring this document that they'd already put together with them to the probate office and then file it with the state. It's seen as sort of a compromise to the gay marriage debate that's been going on in the state for the last couple of years. And it's an ongoing issue. As you may remember, a similar bill was introduced last year, and it made it out of the Senate but did not pass the House. But it did pass a House committee this week. It's already passed the Senate, so it now goes to the full House, and it does logistically have time to get final passage before the session is over.
Legislators have five more days to meet in the 2016 legislative session. So what are we expecting now as we come into the home stretch in these next 5 days?
I think the biggest thing we'll be watching in these final days of the legislative session will be the governor's prison bill. It's passed the Senate. It passed a House committee this week and now moves to the House floor, where a vote on it is expected next week. This is one of the governor's signature agenda items this year. It would build four new state prisons with an up to $800 million bond issue. It's not clear whether it has enough support to pass the House next week. The governor remains optimistic about its chances, and he said it is much needed legislation.
Don Daly is host of Capital Journal on Alabama Public Television. He spoke with WBHM's Rachel Lindley. You can hear from Don each Friday on WBHM during the legislative session.